You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we've been talking with Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and is trying to eradicate polio and malaria globally. Gates created a billion-dollar climate investment fund. He has funded multiple factories to find a vaccine for COVID-19, and the foundation is matchmaking companies around the world to get that vaccine distributed. Gates is in the position to do all of this because he's one of the world's richest people, because he co-founded Microsoft. And to be honest, that's a little weird. So in part three here, I asked Bill Gates how his philanthropy ends up doing so much of the work of government. He said some of it is mission creep. Take malaria.
At first, I thought our role would just be to create the drugs and the nets. But the delivery side, I underestimated how hard it was and how we would have to partner up to figure out what kind of vaccine would be acceptable, what kind of medical intervention. You know, even how do you tell people that they really need to sleep under that bed net? And so that's why we've got to be deeply involved, not just in R&D, but also the delivery side.
At what point do your priorities, the priorities of the foundation, end up becoming the priorities for the world? And you've described a sort of, you know, series of unintended consequences that pull you in deeper and deeper to ultimately the work of governments.
Well, in no case should countries depend on our philanthropy or any other philanthropy to solve a basic need. We can accelerate the R&D. And so, yes, by spending money on malaria as opposed to, you know, some fancy vacation or something, yes, the world's resources are going more into malaria now than they did before. And those million deaths are now down at 400,000. And so, yes, our values do change what gets funded in this economy. And malaria just was, in my view, grossly underfunded.
You said it was either, like, it could be either malaria or a luxury good. But there's, like, a lot in between there. And do you ever think maybe I should turn my lens on disinformation or wealth inequality or racism in the United States?
Well, we have two big things we do. One is inequity in the U.S., which is a lot of that's education. And then there's global health. I do believe you really have to focus and become expert. We're basically saving a life for less than $1,000 per life saved. You know, so these are miraculous interventions. If in other fields people have miraculous interventions through the Giving Pledge, you know, we'll make sure lots of philanthropists see these high impact things. But once we've committed to malaria eradication, we're not going to abandon that. Sadly, there's very few fields where you can save millions of lives for small sums of money.
Bill Gates is co-chair of the Gates Foundation. Hear all three parts of our conversation on the Marketplace Tech podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.